All kings are paranoid. Goes with the job. You know, Nixon had on his desk a sign that said, you would also be paranoid if the whole world was against you. So, the paranoia reached him, and he attempted to have Shimon ben Shotach, his brother-in-law, arrested. His wife, who walked a very dangerously thin line here, because in his violence he would kill her too, she informed her brother that he was going to be arrested, and he fled. And most of the Prushim fled, the leaders of the Prushim, because he looked for them. He sent the secret police to arrest them, and they fled, many to Egypt, some to Bovel. And he fired the Sanhedrin, installed the Tzduki Sanhedrin, and he, being the Kohen Gadol, he weeded out the Prushim from among the Kohanim, and he himself now went ahead and attempted to institute the customs of the Tzdukim by the force of the sword. Came one Sukkos, the Gemara in Sukkah tells us, came one Sukkos, and he was performing as the Kohen Gadol. So on Sukkos there is a korban called Nisuch HaMayim, the korban of bringing the water. Now that korban is not written in the Torah specifically anywhere. That sacrifice was purely by tradition, by oral tradition. But because it was by oral tradition, the rabbis made it a big deal with a great celebration in Yerushalayim, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, in which all of Jerusalem was lit up, and there were bands and music an entire night. And that was the night that they drew the water from the pools of Siloam, which is south of Yerushalayim, and they brought it by procession in golden pitchers to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Kohen would take the pitcher and pour the water on the altar as a sign of rain, as a sign of fertility, as the korban that was brought on Sukkos. And that was done in the presence of hundreds of thousands of people. It was one of the great ceremonies. Our rabbis tell us, the Gemara says, that he who did not see the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, he did not see the celebration when the water was brought, never saw a celebration in his life. And the Gemara describes for us jugglers and acrobats and bands. It was a tremendous thing. Then the rabbis purposely did it that way in order to emphasize that even though it's not written in the Torah, it is part of the Torah because it is part of the oral law, part of Torah Shebal Peh. Alexander Yanai, that year when he came, in about the year 88, before the Common Era, when he came into the Beis HaMikdash, so he took the pitcher of water, and instead of pouring the water on the altar, poured it on his feet as a sign of derision, as a sign of insult, as a sign that the custom of the Prushim was invalid and that he was not bound to it. It was a public declaration on behalf of the Tzdukim. But he did it in front of the wrong audience. The audience that was in the Beis HaMikdash were Jews that were Prushim, Jews who followed Chazal, who came to see the mitzvah done correctly. And in their anger, everybody had an esrog in his hand. In their anger, they took the esrogim and pelted him with it. They almost killed him. Thousands of esrogim were thrown at him. And he, in his wrath, ordered his non-Jewish mercenary soldiers into the Beis HaMikdash, and 6,000 Jews were killed in the Beis HaMikdash that day. And then began a civil war, an open civil war. Josephus, in recounting it in his Antiquities of the Jews, described